Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and people, according to lists produced every week by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list both at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Here for a discussion of the issues, the things discussed most according to the research on talk radio this week, is Jennifer Horn, does mornings on KRLA, and certainly spent her time here this week. And the audience was appreciative of that, Jennifer. And Jay Kirshner is here as well from the Good Day program. She was appreciative of Jennifer being here because she was
knocked out. She got a 13-hour night than
you know. That's
slack. So
wait,
there we go.
A second.
Yeah, what's the big idea here? Anyway, so we go through the story list and then we'll go back and pick out the ones. Normally when Jennifer's here, we somehow seem to gravitate towards some of the crazy stuff that's happening in California, Southern California, Los Angeles. And this week, you'll be happy to know, is no exception. Meanwhile, at number 10, the kickoff of the, if you'll pardon the pun, the NFL season for the first time. It used to be all the time. Remember, Jennifer, when we had the list and there was always the sports? Number 10 was always some
sports-related
thing, and then that kind of got kicked off by all the
football's a big deal, though.
Stuff.
You know, this is the time of year when you've got baseball coming to an end, basketball, hockey, that's happening, and then football starting up. It's like a sports lover's dream.
Yes, if you like that sort of thing. It's a nightmare for me when I think about football especially. Okay, number 9, the heat wave, the focus on Los Angeles, not only because the temperature there was 130 million degrees this week, but there's a hurricane that's affecting.
Make sure when you get a storm, it's a coming.
That's a coming. All right, we'll talk about that. COVID is 8. The situation, the crazy, stupid situation on the border, and that's the only way that I can describe it because that's what it is. Complete stupidity in my rendering of it, that's number 7 this week. Number 6, the situation, among other things, in Manhattan Beach, race relations and what's going on with reparations. The passing of Queen Elizabeth, number 5. The economy is 4. Crime and violence, kind of a usual, has become a boilerplate thing, number 3. So have the political discussions, but there was an election in Massachusetts this week, primary, pretty interesting. And the aftermath of the Trump Mar-a-Lago thing, that continues to, I don't even know. What's the right word, Jennifer, I should use for that?
Percolate?
Continues to, percolates, all right, yeah. Number of...
infuriate? Something
yeah,
like that.
Maybe that's, yeah, that's maybe even better. Number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. God love him. Where would we be without him? Steve Bannon, that's an interesting story, number 9. Liz Truss, the new prime minister, she apparently had a bad influence on the Queen.
So
the last thing that the Queen did was say, okay, you're welcome.
Don't drink the tea around Liz, that's for
no.
Sure.
Bad Vlad, puking Putin to number 7. Hunter Biden, good God, this story doesn't want to go away because they keep trying to bury it and it keeps coming out of the soil. So
well, there's a new movie about him that's out this week, too.
All right, number 6. The Queen is 5. The two people running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, number 4. Eileen Cannon, the judge, is 3. Donald Trump, number 2, and Joe Biden, number 1.
I've got to file a grievance, I think. I can't believe the Queen and the Queen's death is hovering at number 5 on both lists. I would put that at, even though it happened late in the week, I'd put it at number 1. I mean, it dominated. It really did happened.
But the folks at Talkers would tell you, you just hit the nail on the head. They would say, well, it happened late in the week, so there wasn't enough time to really discuss it. And as happens when these things at the end of the week transpire, it really doesn't get a fair shake because by Monday, people will be on to other things, or they'd be back to the same old crap about Trump and his legal issues and should he run. The poll this week, by the way, which I made mention of, you know, Jennifer knows that I don't like talking much about politics here, and certainly Jay does. We stay away from it for the most part, but every once in a while something comes up, and I did feel like I needed to, once I knew that there was a poll that pitted Biden against Trump as if the election were tomorrow, who'd you vote for? And the only thing I could come up with was, who cares? That these two old fossils, we can't do any better in America? Look at American history, at some of the great presidents we've produced. And now, where are these people that would bring us out of the woods, if you will, or help to be leaders? The Queen, you know, speaking of leaders, the Queen, I always talk about the Pope, or have, I'm not so sure I still hold the same opinion about the Pope, the current Pope, but I think he's been better than most of the recent ones in my lifetime anyway. I thought he was really early on a great leader and somebody to look up to. And the Queen is from that same mold, as far as I'm concerned. Great leader, sympathetic. She anticipated things, fixed problems. The only problems she seemed not to be able to fix were the ones in her own family, which, you know,
yeah, but you know what, happens. For the most part, I don't know if it's good or not. I think it's admirable because everybody wants to air their dirty laundry now. It seems like everybody's grievances.
Yeah, social media
or the tabloids.
Everyone has a platform.
Yeah, they like to handle their business behind closed doors. Were they perfect? No, but she liked to keep. She ran a tight ship, at least for a long time.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, that's true. It's a great way of putting it. Okay, so at number nine here, let's talk about the Southern California effect from Hurricane Kay. All this heat this past week. And now this weekend, as you listen to this program over the course of the weekend, it apparently will have seen Hurricane Kay coming up the coast southern Mexican soil now, I think, Jennifer, isn't it?
In fact, it was a little strange. It's been really, really hot, and it's been kind of humid, which is not usual, which I think makes it a little more oppressive for us, and it's humidity coming from the hurricane. But when I was going to work yesterday morning, I got a little rain on my head that no one was expecting, but just a few big drops, and then it went on.
This thing could bring a year's worth of rain over the weekend to Southern California.
Now they're saying on Saturday that we're in the mountain areas could get about 2 inches of rain, in the valleys probably about a half an inch. So I think we'll be okay as far as flooding and stuff. We need the water tremendously.
Oh, yeah.
And there are a couple of really big fires burning, so this will help. This Hemet fire, they were expecting to keep it at about 7,000 acres. It blew up to well over 20,000 acres in about 12 hours. So
picture this.
It's needed.
You're on the other side of the hill. Your house has air conditioning, right? Certainly the office.
I have window units, which stinks. I don't have central air.
Right.
A lot of the older houses in California do not have central air.
Right. So, well, when I had the houses down by the beach, didn't need it because it was always cool enough. You didn't need the air. So my daughter and her husband and my grandson live on South Beverly Glen, which is pretty much, it's almost into Culver City. Mm-hmm. And they're in an area where, well, like most of the residential areas in the Los Angeles County area, there's one house on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. And they live in a two-family house on the top floor. So Megan calls me on our FaceTime. And so I see the sweat, and this is like 7:30 at night, their time. And so the sweat's pouring off of her brow, and she's kind of frowning. And so I said, okay, so what's up? She said, Dad, it's 89 degrees in the house right now. And they were starting to feel the humidity. Outside it was 103 or 4. And they didn't have air conditioning in the place where they were for two reasons. Because they might need it once or twice a year there, because there's always a good breeze coming down the valley. And the fact that they were in a building that was built before World War II, and the windows are the ones that open out. You can't put an air conditioning unit in it. So a couple of times I said, I'll buy you one of those you know, the portable ones. But apparently, in his wisdom, the guy that owns the building said, you can't have any of those.
Well, you have to have a place to stick them outside to get rid of the exhaust. And
yeah. So anyway.
I got to tell you, I went a little apoplectic this week on social media because we had, I think it was Wednesday. This week is all blend together because it was a short week. But my cell phone starts going, rah, 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 scares the heck out of you. And you're like, oh, is it an Amber Alert? And you look down and you see this message. Let me read it to you in case you haven't seen it, because I took a picture of it so I could remember how mad I was. And did you just yawn?
No.
Oh.
Of course not. You talking, me yawning?
I was going to say.
Please, no.
Please, here. I can't believe that I couldn't be enticing you with this conversation. So here's what it says.
Thrilling.
Conserve energy now to protect public health and safety. Extreme heat is straining the state energy grid. Power interruptions may occur unless you take action. Turn off or reduce non-essential power if health allows now until 9 p.m. What I love about this message is we're going to all die unless you take action. Well, to me, that means that they failed in Sacramento if we have to shut everything off down here.
Right.
Why should we be punished? It's like the water crisis. I have to give up my front lawn and not water it for weeks because you couldn't get enough water to me. It's just
how come you can't change the leadership there? They're finally collecting water. Brendan was talking about that. My son, both my children live in Los Angeles County, and well, they're only about a mile and a half from each other. My daughter's in Westwood, my son's in West Hollywood, and they were collecting rain this week. So somehow or other, I don't know, it was during that little rainstorm, but apparently now you can, the state's even going out to collect the water, right? Is that something that's...
Not at the statewide level. What they're doing is there's a hole in one of the aqueducts that bring water from the Colorado River.
So in
Los Angeles County, you're not allowed to water until September 20th. At all.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's total failed leadership. And then you have our governor who wants to be president, who's telling people not to run their air conditioning. And he's wearing like a fuzzy sweatshirt. He's wearing like a fleece. And so then you got to be thinking to yourself, if this dude's in a fleece telling me not to turn my air conditioning on and it's 115 degrees, he must be in an air conditioned room doing this. I want to, if you're telling me not to run my air conditioning, I want you in like a Hulk Hogan Muscle Man t-shirt with the arms stripped off. Looking like you're sweating to death.
All right.
Like you smell.
Food for thought, 18 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Joining me for a return engagement, that sounds very formal, Elizabeth Miller. Elizabeth Miller from Calitran is here with the Labor Day sale. But if you expect to lose weight and be healthy and to do it safely, you're not going to do it by losing 30 pounds in a month.
It's losing weight the right way by giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. Your muscles are becoming more defined. They're back like when you were younger, you know, so it does help with natural energy throughout your day. It's great for sleep at bedtime. And then, of course, over time, you're going to start seeing the inch loss and the pound loss. Right now, we've got our huge Labor Day sale of buy three, get three free. Toploss.com. You can do that by phone. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And don't forget to use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G. That's going to get you free shipping on all your Calitran orders, too.
Calitran, not a drug, not a stimulant, not a quick fix, not a fad. It is something that works.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, 23 at the hour, the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the list from Talkers Magazine. As I say, you can check it out, gooddayshow.com. As it also, you can find our social media and react to some of the stories. We'll have some of your comments later on in this hour of the program. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles, and Jay Kirshner is here from our program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The situation with number six, well, I don't know, let's do number seven first. The declaration of immigration emergency in the city where the government exists. How stupid, stupid are these people in this administration, to the point where they've taken basically all the rules off on immigration. Anybody can come in from anywhere, whether it's Arizona, Texas, California, New Mexico, who gives a damn? Joe Biden says, let them all come in. So who's taking care of all these low-income immigrants that want to get green cards? And so the mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, said that there's a public emergency now. We need $10 million to address the humanitarian crisis, people coming in here, the influx of migrants. Good. What in the
What's
name
What's infuriating
of...
about oh, all this is crap. That they are asking for a state of emergency in places like D.C. New York's talking about this. Chicago's talking about this. But Texas has been saying it forever. We're getting, like, we're overrun. 7,000 people on average every single day are coming to the state of Texas.
Yeah,
and
right.
So they happen to bus in, what, 25, 50 people into Chicago and D.C. And all of a sudden, these people who have been saying, well, come to us. We're a sanctuary city. We'll take care of everybody, are now going, wait a second. We can't handle 54 people coming in on an air-conditioned coach from Texas? That must be racist. I mean, it's just, if they knew what people were dealing with in border states.
But how plausible, how much common sense does it take, or lack thereof, to look at this situation and just deem it to be wrong? How is Joe Biden that out of touch, really and truly? He was never, you know, he's sort of
he's
a classic liberal
border.
Democrat. Nah, but he's, it's like somebody's whispering in his ear, let him in.
Yeah.
And
what
so,
I don't like is that it really does incentivize really bad behavior against women and children particularly. I mean, the people that are coming here, the sex trafficking, it's not that's not made up. That's real. You've got kids who are being raped in the middle of the desert, people who are dying trying to make this trip. And it's
ridiculous.
Because people are saying, well, if you get here, we'll let you in. So you've got people willing to risk everything, including their kids, to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It just is. It's so irresponsible. That's not even a tough enough. It's damnable. And
plus,
we
bring the fentanyl with them, which is a bigger problem than COVID ever was. People are overdosing all over the place.
So Department of Homeland Security says it had finished reversing the Trump administration's public charge rule, restoring the historical meaning of the term. And so what that does is just allow people to come in, get public benefits. So we don't have enough money to take care of the veterans, but we got enough money to let these jerks that come in from who knows where to our country to get benefits. And people that have served the country in a uniform are left to dangle. Great. What an inspiration leadership is at the moment, right?
Yep.
28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people. Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, 34 at the hour, our second half hour of our overview of what's going on in the news talk radio world, courtesy of the charts that come from Talkers Magazine every week. This is a compilation conversation with three of the country's foremost talk radio personalities, if I do say so myself. Jennifer Horn from KRLA, Jake Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and the person for whom the Doug Steffen program is named is here, going through the list, the stories. So, let's see, at number six this week, race relations. And the story that highlights the ridiculous situation that we find ourselves in now as we bend over backwards to make Black Lives Matter. This is a story from Manhattan Beach, California, down the road from Jennifer. First year I was in California in 93, I rented a place on the beach in Manhattan Beach. It was great. A very wealthy Southern California town. There's an initiative underway there to right what they call a wrong that occurred a century ago. Charles and Willa Bruce, black couple, owned a successful beachfront resort in Manhattan Beach. But the city didn't cotton well to them being successful in where they were, so they took the property through eminent domain, and they paid the couple about 10% of what it was worth. After years of harassment from white neighbors, violence from the KKK there, they didn't like having blacks in the region. So, and I kind of get this one. I'm not sure I'm crazy about reparations, but Jennifer, apparently the state now owns this land. They want to return the property to the descendants of Mr. and Mrs. Bruce. And so apparently the property is worth $75 million today. So what was worth a couple hundred thousand back then, now 75. Is this appropriate? That's the question. People
in
Manhattan Beach said it.
I think that, you know, reparations I have a hard time with because what do we say that our friend Larry Elder always says? Reparations is money paid from people who didn't own slaves to people who were never slaves. But this is a, I don't know, it's a story of land being taken, and it was passed through the state legislature. So It went through all the channels. It was a Senate bill that ultimately went to Gavin Newsom's desk, and he signed it. So I guess if there were a story of reparations that I could get on board with, this would probably have
to be one of them. Yeah. Well, would the family have been millionaires today if they'd been able to hold on to the property? Apparently, the $75 million was the appraisal of what the property was worth. It wasn't some number they pulled out of the air.
Right.
So the Bruces are no longer with us, but their family is. And this is actually, I think this does open up your eyes or your ears or your brain to some of the things. I'm not for reparations in general, but as you suggested, this is a part of American history that doesn't get talked about enough. And I think maybe this is a right of something that was wrong that ought to have taken place. So, at any rate, that's that story from Manhattan Beach. Let's see here. Number three on the countdown is a focus. We always have sort of a category of crime and violence. So in Uvalde, Texas this week, there were two people injured in a shootout. Two suspects are still on the loose. Does this never end in Uvalde? The governor has released a statement saying, quote, "I was outraged to learn that gang violence has endured in Uvalde." Why would you be surprised, sir? What have you done, or what's been done there by the community, other than tear the school down? Gang violence has always been a part. This is a border town. There are all kinds of heinous criminals there, most of them selling drugs. And that hasn't changed, and unless you do something radical or drastic, it's not going to change. So, I don't know.
Plus, they're so close to the border. There's a lot of activity in and around that area, just geographically.
Yep, right. So, under the circumstances, hello, what would you expect to happen? Jennifer, I'd like to spend some time with you and Jay talking about the situation the Attorney General finds himself in. Merrick Garland's got to decide whether to appeal the court order requiring the government to turn over materials that were taken from Trump's home. There are a couple of tough calls ahead. I know what you want him to do, but what is the evidence, what does the action point to his doing at this juncture?
Well, I think that with this story, the things that have happened this week is that the Department of Justice decided to appeal the decision that was made by the special Eileen Cannon, who's also on our people list this week. Yeah. And she decided that earlier in the week that there would be a special master who is someone who's appointed independently, essentially, to look through the materials that were taken from the government. The government says that they went in and took everything that they needed to take. Trump says you took empty file folders, my medical records, my tax records, clothes from Melania's closet. I want to know,
clothes from Melania's closet?
Oh, yeah.
Closet?
And he said that they went into Barron's room as well, his 16-year-old son. So what
Good
were they
God.
Doing going through all of that stuff? Mm-hmm. So, and look, Trump's got surveillance video. So there is proof in the pudding somewhere of what these, of who's telling the truth in this case. But as an independent actor might be just what's needed for people to feel like there's, like, some fairness going on. And we'll see. We'll see if the Department of Justice is going to win the appeal. I would hope that the special master stays, not because I'm a Trumpster, as you'd like to call me, because I just want someone to tell me what's really going on here, because I don't blindly trust the DOJ anymore, because they've been proven to lie, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. And, you know, it's like, let us see what's happening. And there was a story that came out this week about what they found. And the Washington Post ran it and said that they found documents with classification markers on it. Well, they found empty file folders that said classified. So is that the same thing? And if there's a real investigation that was being handled seriously, you're not going to get confirmation that there is even an investigation from the Department of Justice, much less FBI people leaking to the Washington Post. So it feels like it smells bad again. Yeah. And I think
a third
party
best
would
day.
Be perfect. No, it's not our best day.
Not our best day, no matter how you slice it. It's kind of one of those ugly. It's just plain ugly. Ugly. All right, in a moment we're going to go through some of the social media comments that you have made about issues this week. courtesy of Jay's research. You can connect with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. On Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. This portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, the advice from their professional parts people, and their free loaner tool program. No need to purchase a tool. You're only going to use it once. All you got to do is go to your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store, figure out what you need from the 80 specialty tools they have, give them a deposit so you can use it, and then bring it back. Get your deposit back again. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask about their free loaner tool program, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the top 10 stories this week for the week of September the 5th through the 9th. At number 10, the kickoff of the football season, the NFL season. Number 9, the heat wave, especially in the southwest, floods. There's actually a hurricane going around the Southern California region this weekend. COVID is 8. Immigration problems, number 7. Race relations happens to be number 6. Number 5, the passing of the Queen. Number 4, the economy. Number 3, crime and violence. Number 2, election results from this past week, the primary elections. And number 1, the aftermath of Trump's legal issues. That continues to be the number 1 thing on people's minds, at least listening to talk radio, the news talk radio stations that carry this program.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. By the way, these lists are published every week at Talkers.com and GoodDayShow.com. The number 10 personality on the People List this week is Elon Musk. Steve Bannon, number 9. Liz Truss, number 8. Pukin Putin, number 7. Hunter Biden, 6. The Queen is 5. The two characters that are running for senator in Pennsylvania, Mr. Fetterman and Dr. Oz, tied for 4th place. Eileen Cannon, the judge, is 3. Donald Trump is number 2. He changed his places this week because last week Trump was number one on the people list. If you remember, Joe Biden back in first position as he is doing a late summer, early fall tour. And one of the things he's doing is focusing on getting rid of cancer before the end of the decade. So that'll be something we'll talk about, I'm sure, as time moves on. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen. Okay, back almost 45 past the hour on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the appearance of Jennifer Horn from KRLA and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And then there's Doug Steffen here going through the stories. One of the things that is intriguing about people, and in this case it applies to Jennifer, but also to Jay in part because of the way that they conduct themselves. Jennifer has... Well, she used to have three jobs when she was here all the time. We may correct the situation that now sees her with only two jobs. I think it's time for you to go back to three jobs.
God forbid. I mean, yes. I'm really slacking over here.
Yes, right, exactly. Sleeping till 4 o'clock every morning. How dare you? At any rate, the situation where there is comment and commentary, I know you use this a lot. Most of the hosts around now do a lot of social media. And so comments are valuable. We asked, when you look at the stories that were followed this week, Jay on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram asked about the passing of the Queen. So you want to give us some of the comments that have come from some of the folks listening?
Yeah, stories followed this week. Margaret Prohl says, the passing of the Queen, obviously. When I was in community college years ago, I had a classmate that was 6 years old during the London Blitz. She talked about what it meant to her that the royal family refused to leave London. And she also says her aunt kind of looked just like the Queen. And then asked, R.I.P. Queen Elizabeth.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
What? Yeah. And one of the other stories followed this week, Mike Zadra raging mad about the three missed moon rocket launch windows.
Well, we did. The first one was missed because there was a malfunction in one of the engines. And then there was a weather problem, I think, with the second one. Wasn't there?
It seemed like there were malfunctions with both of them.
Oh,
like,
were there?
One of them, there was a false reading and... Yeah, just not missing it.
Remember when the rocket exploded on the launch pad back in the 1980s? The big story was that the company that made the cause of the explosion was a faulty O-ring in one of the engine fuel systems, and this O-ring cost 25 cents, and because the launch had been postponed from the previous day, and they had a freeze in California the night before the actual launch, this little 25-cent O-ring froze, and it didn't unfreeze as the thing took off, so it let gases that would not have otherwise escape, and the engine, obviously, the flame of the engine got to it, and that's what blew up the rocket. Wow. But it was a 25-cent O-ring. And then people made a big deal out of the fact that it went to the contracts for all these things, government contracts go to the lowest bidder. And some of the astronauts were asked after that, well, what do you think about all of the stuff that you fly on was built by the lowest bidder? And obviously most of the astronauts are smart enough to not comment on that, but I think I'd be a little uncomfortable about it. All right, what other comments have you got here?
Tim Palmer has been following the Memphis jogger who was abducted and murdered, and
the
shooter who was changing cars and going around and just shooting people. And then also adding in Queen Elizabeth's passing.
Yeah. All right, the NFL, people who are big fans, we don't normally have these conversations because I'm not a fan, but there are people listening who are, including, what is it, Colleen Smith?
Yeah. NFL kicked off this week, so she says she's going for the Rams because it's her close friend's team, although she is a true Niners fan. Annette Leach says Chargers. QB Herbert is fantastic. Kathy Payne is all about the Dolphins. And I like James Boyle, who says the Browns, because obviously the Browns.
She's a Cleveland girl. Gotta go for the Browns. Yeah. Meanwhile,
we don't win
the scuttlebutt.
But we enjoy it.
Yeah, the scuttlebutt about Tom Brady and his wife apparently is true. All the local papers here are filled with stories about Bunchkin being really angry at
Bunchkin.
Him. Bunchkin, her too. And the fact that they, I don't know if their marriage is in trouble, but they certainly are not happy. She's not happy with him at all because he said he was going
to
retire.
He wants to eat a slice of bread, you know, he's ready to move on.
Yeah, another 30 million. All right.
I got a loaf of sourdough over here, Tom. Come see me.
It's 10 before the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner is here. The election situation. I noticed that the two running for Senate in Pennsylvania, number 4 this week on the people list, and politics and elections, number 2. Jennifer loves to talk about that sort of thing, and everybody seems to get, I don't know if excited is the right word. This week in Massachusetts, we had our primary, and actually 24% of the people, I say this, it's kind of ridiculous, but it was a high number for a primary. 24% of those eligible to vote went out and basically decided most of the elections, because Massachusetts, traditionally a Democratic state, as Jennifer would say, a Democrat state, because Democratic and Democrat are two different things in reality, and she's right about that. Anyway, so we've got people who didn't vote, had no say. Now, because Massachusetts is mostly registered Democrats, I think 69% of the state registered Democrats. I told the story on the air, Jennifer, when I went in to vote on Tuesday, the lady behind the desk said, well, which ballot would you like? And I said, both, please. And she looked at me.
And what'd she say?
And she said, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Stephan, but we can't do that. And I said, why? And she said, well, because it's against the rules. And I said, why? And she's very frustrated with me at this point. And I wasn't trying to be a wise guy. I just wondered if they knew why there was a law or a rule that required you only take for a ballot for one party. Why? Well, what? Why? And I keep asking that question. Why? Why can't I take two ballots?
Mm-hmm.
Why is
and
it
why
the one man,
one
vote?
Two parties? Why not any of the other parties?
Yeah, I want to express myself on both sides of the fence, if you will. Oh, that's hardly irregular.
You can't do that. No. Nope.
Yeah, no. Okay, so, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Dr. Oz is down in the polls. He has an image as an elitist, and the other campaigner is banging away at that. And so
this
the
other
Democrat,
guy, though, John Fetterman, he is interesting. He had a stroke during the election season last
early
time
on.
Around.
Yeah,
yeah
right.
He was the lieutenant governor. The guy does not dress for the job he wants. He's constantly in, like, sweatshirts and hoodies and, like, weird stuff. But he didn't want to debate Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz is like, we'll let you have your notes. You can have your campaign people in your ear. We want to debate. He didn't want to debate. And so then everyone was saying, well, if you're not in the right health to debate, then how can you be the next senator and hold debates on the floor? Because you have to do those kinds of things. And so then his campaign came out and said, well, we will debate after all. And so I guess it's back on again. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, but he did ask for closed captioning because of the hearing loss he is still dealing with from the stroke.
Yeah, but interesting that he would be ahead of Dr. Oz in the polls.
But Oz has been coming up again. You know, it was weird. Oz kind of disappeared for a while, and now I think some of the polling is showing him tick up again. But it is going to be close. That Pennsylvania seat is Pennsylvania, as per usual, goes back and forth. It is a true swing state.
Yes. Yeah, it is. The Dr. Oz has accused Fetterman, who's the current lieutenant governor, in Pennsylvania, being soft on crime, it reads like what's going on in California, actually, Jennifer. The second chances for felons and all that sort of thing, the Board of Pardons is pretty loosey-goosey. So Oz has made some good points. I don't know, is Trump still with Oz? Is that going to be a drawback?
Part of the reason I think, you know, Oz took the endorsement of Trump, which got him the primary victory over a really hotly contested primary field on the Republican side. He took the Trump endorsement, ran with it, and then he stopped kind of talking about Trump and sort of distanced himself.
Yeah.
My best advice is either align yourself with Trump or don't. The flip-flopping people don't have a lot of respect for. And so I think he's kind of figuring that out, and we'll see what happens with that race.
Yeah. Apparently they're doing a lot of town hall events. What happened? Nikki Haley's gone to help him out. Where is she in all of this? I thought she was going to run for president.
Nikki Haley is. Are you kidding?
Is she?
Yeah, I think she will, for sure. And I think she'll run regardless of Trump's decision, because a lot of Republicans are holding back based on what he's going to decide to do. But I think she'll run regardless. And she was just out actually speaking on his defense after the FBI raid of his home. She was out there talking about how that didn't seem to smell right.
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell right. There's something universal about that. As much as I'm not much of a Trump fan, I thought that, the more you dig into it, and we can talk about that, you know, when time allows, because we don't have that time here, but it just, you look into that, and there's something that really stinks about how that all took place. Okay, so more comments here from Jennifer and Jay on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.